Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, May 19th, 2023. US futures are indicating a slightly higher open. European equity markets have opened positive, following mostly upbeat Asian markets. US dollar is losing momentum and has turned weaker, while Japanese yen and China yuan are also notably weaker. Treasury yields are lower across the board. Crude oil futures are higher. Gold is also up, but set for a sharp overall weekly fall. Industrial metals are mixed, with copper higher and iron ore lower. Global markets today are rather optimistic, as hopes are rising that the US debt default will be avoided, as the two sides discuss the scope of spending cuts and a debt ceiling lift potentially into 2025. Market focus today will be on central banks. Fed Chair Powell will be on tap later today following a busy week of Fed speak that has leaned mostly hawkish. Overall, global central banks appear reluctant to play into rate cut expectations. The G7 Leaders Summit is underway in Japan, with reports noting that the nations will tighten curbs on exports on Russia, but stop short of a near-total ban. On the data front, Japan's nationwide core inflation is in line with consensus, while the ex-food and energy inflation has hit a 41-year high. This rate acceleration of inflation has renewed doubts about the Bank of Japan's expectation for inflation to fall below the 2% target in 2023. It also increases the likelihood of another upgrade to CPI forecasts, as well as increases pressure for a policy shift. In Europe, Germany's April PPI is slightly higher than consensus, marking the first monthly increase since September 2022. And the UK consumer confidence is still on the rise. Notable earnings reporter in the US today is Deere & Co. It will post results before the open. In corporate news, Apple has blocked the use of ChatGPT and other external AI tools as it develops its own similar technology, as it is concerned about employees leaking confidential information if they use the AI programs, according to Reuters. This comes just as OpenAI has launched ChatGPT on Apple's App Store. Microsoft has been accused of violating data agreement by Twitter, according to the New York Times. In a letter to Microsoft, Twitter says Microsoft has improperly used its data without paying for usage. In Asia, equities were mostly higher on Friday except for Hong Kong. Hong Kong came under more pressure with the China yuan weakening to a six-month low and no sign of stimulus coming from the PBOC or the government. Mainland markets were also down, but less so. Japan closed at a 33-year high, although off its peak of the day with some profit-taking in evidence. Strategists are bullish on Japanese stocks, citing cheap valuations, better-than-expected earnings, support from the yen weakness, and a consumption-led economic rebound. Australia today also finished higher to cap a positive week. India opened a few points lower, while the rest of the region joined the risk rally, with South Korea, Taiwan, and Southeast Asia all higher. European equity futures have opened in a positive territory after closing higher on Thursday. Markets in Denmark are closed today for a holiday. The UK government has unveiled a £1 billion semiconductor strategy that will span 20 years. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, May 19, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.